evening to everybody out there. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. I am back home in the Hobbit Hole after having spent a very enjoyable few days at my friend Kim's house. Now, I didn't expect that she and I would be able to get together so soon after having visited her for a few days last week. But we wanted to investigate this curio shop on Wednesday, and it turned out that Kim's dad was heading in the same area where the curio shop was, so he was able to give us a ride, which is really great. Because frankly, it was in a rather seedy area of town, shall we say. And I didn't fancy wandering around there trying to find the place. Now, unfortunately, Kim's dad got a bit antsy when he saw how crowded the store was and how packed with objects it was. He was afraid we were going to knock something over and break it. And he was like, oh, this is a nightmare. You know, be careful you don't knock something over. Now, mind you, Kim's dad is a very nice guy, and believe me, I was very appreciative of the ride. But I couldn't help feeling a little bit annoyed at his attitude in the store, because I thought to myself, gee, you know, what do you think we do when you're not here to tell us there are things that we could knock over? Kim and I go out on our own all the time. We often stop into little shops just to check them out. And we have never knocked a single thing over in our excursions. Now, funnily enough, when we were at this curio shop, somebody did knock something over and break it, and it wasn't us. So, you know, Kim's dad just kept saying, oh, it's really busy in here, there's so much you could break, blah, blah, blah. And I finally said, look, it was a nightmare at Olive's Oddments, too, the other curio shop that we went to. But we didn't knock anything over. It was a rabbit warren of stuff in there. Anyhow, as I think I mentioned in a previous boo, this shop that we went to on Wednesday was called Weird Stuff, and believe me, it really was weird. It was like a pawn shop run by hippies. They sold crystals and incense. They had these really strange ultraviolet machines. They were like massagers that apparently are supposed to transmit oxygen to the blood cells to help when people sustain either muscle damage or nerve damage. They also emit ozone, which kills bacteria. Now, Kim and I got into the shop just when the lady that sells these machines was giving a demo, so we got to hear lots of information. And we also got to try the machine out ourselves. So that was really neat. I think Kim's dad felt rather uncomfortable about leaving us there, but he finally did. So Kim and I had lots of fun wandering around and looking at things. Well, we asked for a lot of help, actually. And most of the time, the people that worked in the shop got the things for us that we wanted to see. So, yes, I spent some more money. I shouldn't have done it, I realize. The shop also sold dishes and clocks and all kinds of knickknacks, figurines, religious items, and of course music boxes, which is the reason that we went there to begin with. I bought 3 music boxes, none of which was very expensive, and they were all vintage, all from either the 60s or 70s. One of the ones I bought was actually the one that I played at the beginning of this boo. It's a little plastic grand piano with a see-through top so you can actually see the movement spinning around as the music plays. Now, the reason I bought it was because it reminded me vividly of this music box that my Aunt Judy had when I was a little girl. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's the exact same model. It plays We've Only Just Begun, and it has a little pin that you push inwards to stop the music from playing. So I just had to have that one. I also bought a beautiful ceramic unicorn. He's white and gold, and he actually plays The Impossible Dream, believe it or not, which is the same tune that one of the music boxes I bought last week plays. But this one plays it at tempo, whereas my other one plays it a bit faster. So I actually don't mind having two music boxes that play the same tune, because they're just a little bit different from each other. And I also bought a really cute music box. She's a lady in a yellow dress and rain slicker and rain hat, and she's holding an umbrella above her head. And when you wind her up, she plays Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. I bought a few non-music box items as well. A lovely little China finch with beautiful tail feathers that are fairly detailed. A cute little China pixie, another vintage item, this one from the 40s apparently, if the lady at the curio shop is to be believed. And a couple little bells that I want to show you guys. This one is made of silver, and again, it's apparently fairly old. I just love that pure tone, and it makes me think of some rich lady of society who would have a bell like that to ring for her maid. I also bought a lovely Austrian crystal bell with some really detailed engravings on it. Now, this one doesn't have a loud ringer by any stretch of the imagination. Just a second, there we go. Just a little one. But the engravings were gorgeous, and neither of these bells was expensive. And since I bought so much stuff, I was given a gift as well, which is really kind. I got a little China kitty cat. He's a Siamese one, and he has his front paws up and he's sitting on his haunches. So that was so nice. Then, after Kim and I finished looking around in the shop, we went back to my place, and then our friend Brian came over, which was great. It was wonderful to see him. And in fact, it was very fortuitous that he came when he did, because my Rain Lady music box broke in transit. And Brian was able to put her arm back in place. Now, I think it needs a little crazy glue to hold it properly, but he did a really good job of socketing it back in anyway. So then Kim and Brian and I went out to my favorite pizza place for supper, which is awesome. Brian had wanted to try it, and I was afraid that he'd be disappointed, but he wasn't. So, after we had a nice meal there, Brian went back to his home, and then Kim and I went to her place and had a lovely couple days together. I went home this afternoon, and yes, I was a horrible Shinono because on the way home, I stopped off at, oh no, the British import shop. Yes, indeed, folks, you'll have to chain me up and flog me if you can catch me. But you see, they had some sweets in stock that I wanted that they hadn't had last time. And I thought, well, I'm this close, I might as well stop now. So I got some lemon puffs and some Turkish delight and some Border dark chocolate ginger biscuits. Yum, yum. I won't be going there for a long while, though, I can tell you that. Anyway, guys, I have rambled on enough, so I will end this for now. And yak at you all another time. Take care. Bye.